So would any of you sacrifice your best friend if they were bit by a zombie?
Oh, okay, hold on. No, wait a minute. Nobody said Edmund's their best friend, so I want to know...
That's true.
Who's going to sacrifice Edmund?
We all are.
Would you sacrifice a complete stranger hopped up on caffeine if he was bit by a zombie?
It gets probably really fucking annoying.
I feel like this joke has been made before, maybe by John, but I'd kill you for a Klondike bar.
I would kill you for one corn chip.
See, I take a totally different approach. I definitely would not kill my friend who's about to turn into a zombie. I would let him turn into a zombie, then let him turn me into a zombie. That way we could party for eternity. What?
Stupid.
Yeah. See.
Sorry, Cal. I ain't killing you.
See, the experimental part of me just goes, okay, so you let them turn, but the entire process, I would be documenting exactly every single sign of what happens.
Mark's got his zombie on a couch.
I'm just like, how are you feeling?
A psychologist's office.
Fever shakes, and then by the point, and then you're like, okay, I'll end you. And then like right there, boom, done. Like, you gotta, I mean, because otherwise you have to use it in a way to help further the information process. Mm-hmm.
For science.
Honestly, for science, especially in a zombie apocalypse where you're seeing the signs, that way you could see someone like immediately and be like, oh, they're already bit. Like that sort of thing.
I think I'd go for like the best day ever bit, where it's like, all right, well, you're going to die, so let's make these last couple of hours or days count. Just do fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go for a brew, buddy. Come on, let's go to the arcade.
We'll take you to the beach. Let you run on the beach.
Get hammered, go bungee jumping, tip some cows.
See, once they're bungee jumping and then they zombify while bungee jumping, so you got this zombie that's just... trapped on his bungee legs.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That's an idea for a movie. Yeah, some people walking down, you know, down a riverbed, you know. It's been 10 years since the zombie outbreak, and there's just some dude in there. He's been there the whole time.
Gnashing his teeth. Like,
I take all my newly zombified friends there. I just throw them off and let them hang. There's just a bunch of zombies hanging from bungees.
That is horrific.
That's what we do last, and then I just leave them there.
Zombie wind chimes. Zombie wind
chimes. Here in the middle of the night, sometimes you can just hear.
I think that in combination, maybe with the you know, just do the old Yeller style.
Mm-hmm.
Just like best day ever, you know, really hang out. Well, here's a question too. Do they know and like what's the situation here? Because like if somebody knows that they've been bitten and they're like hiding it, but like then you know what I mean? Like,
hey buddy, want to go to the arcade? Huh? Right, right. Time left.
What are you talking about, man?
They're like, I know what this is. I know what you're doing. No. Just taking you out, man.
Well, that brings up a good question. If you were bit by a zombie, would you reveal it to your party, or would you?
Only if I got a best day ever. Only if we had previously signed a pact and we got a best day ever.
All right, y'all. I got bit. Best day ever time. Everybody drop what they're doing. Ever, we're going bungee jumping.
See, for me, it's the exact opposite. It's like, I don't want the best day ever. I want someone to send me out with all the guns and ammunition and explosives, mm-hmm. and I want to go out in a blaze of glory and carve a path through the zombies so you all can escape.
Jed, we're not here to judge best day evers, okay?
Yeah, right. It's your best day ever.
I mean, I'm kind of on board with Jed's idea, though, because just being like hooked up, put as many weapons on possible with you, and then you just run into a trove of zombies because
a boombox with Like a Prayer playing.
Oh.
Put yourself on fire as you're slowly turning, so you're a flaming zombie at this point.
Yes.
Pick out as many as possible. That'd be awesome. Oh no! Put some C4 in you too.
Dead man switch. Yep. Dead man switch.
You'd have to like ensure that it like goes off before you turn into a zombie, because then you just become a zombie bomb.
Yeah. I feel like it's got to be in my mouth, because all the zombies have slack jaw, usually. They're like, ah!
So you do, the mechanism of you releasing your mouth.
Yeah, I have it in my mouth because I feel like your hand, your rigor mortis, should set in.
Yeah.
But maybe with the jaw, since that seems to be pliable always with zombies.
Yeah, or just have it on a random timer so you don't even know.
Yeah, that works.
So yeah, you're like, all right, and you got like 30 minutes, and you're like, okay, 30 minutes, and then like, it's actually 20 minutes instead in the middle.
You guys mile. Watching from the top of the Walmart, and I mean, like, I get like 10 feet out the door, and I'm dead. Like, yeah, like, set it off.
What's this call doing?
I don't know. I think if I get like bit in the arm, like, is the scenario that I could just like lop it off, or is it a?
I think that
there's a movie that does that. What movie does
that? Well, I know, God, back in the day, like, watching Walking Dead, that mm-hmm. happened to one of the characters. Like, he wasn't bit in the arm, like, he just cut his hand off.
No, if you're talking about Merle, yeah, he was tied up to somewhere, cut his hand off, and then
to escape.
Yeah, just to escape. But, in the comic, though, Rick does lose his hand, and... I don't remember if he lost it to a zombie though. I think he lost it to something else. Hmm. But yeah, I remember that. I think that was a solution somewhere in there. But yeah, but so in that case, if I get bit on the wrist, dude, just lop it. Just give me a sweet hook hand.
Also, in World War Z, when he lops that soldier's hand off when she got bit.
That's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Your favorite.
I knew it was like a split
zombie
movie. Second.
Yep. Yeah, you have to be fast.
You got
to
read the book. You gotta read the book, man. I won't shut up about that book. I'm sorry.
So there he goes.
You can't make me. You can't make me.
I'm currently in the middle of an incredibly long and committed series, so one day.
Oh.
I promise series? You you'll enjoy it. I promise. It's a geopolitics book disguised as a zombie book.
Oh yeah, I've wanted to read it. No, I'm reading Stormlight Archives.
And, yes.
But I'm almost done book one.
Oh, Kelly, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I got a long way to go.
If John was here, he and I would be.
I know. I'd be keeping John updated on where I am.
Good. Nice. Good. Yeah. Yeah. They have that RPG that James is in fact looking to run, and I'm very excited to play in that.
Mm-hmm. I might try to weasel my way into that one.
Yeah. Speaking of new RPGs and zombies, Kel, when are we playing Hellfinder?
Yeah.
I have Hopefinder. I have not bought Hellfinder yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't even know what Hellfinder is. What is that?
So Jason Bowman, first he did Hopefinder, which is a modern day zombie RPG hack of Pathfinder 2E rules. He's currently, I think he released a couple, like last week, I think, or maybe 2 weeks ago, the Kickstarter for Hellfinder, which is like I think it's just like a very dangerous version of Pathfinder, I think.
Yeah, Hellfinder, a modern horror hack of 2E.
Yeah, it's a horror hack for 2E. Which, I don't know why I haven't backed to that yet, because I definitely want it. But yeah, I do have the Hopefinder books, and I would love to run them. Now that I've actually gotten Foundry up and going, because I've been dragging my ass to do it, and I've gotten all my freaking maps that I bought all in the system.
Oh, yeah.
I should probably just do it now. Because now I have it. Now I'm set up to do it.
March of the Dead into Hopefinder.
Mm. Oh my god! Wow, that's the easiest transition. Mm-hmm.
That would be sick.
There's also so much. I have so much time to talk about World War Z now.
Spoilers, though, there is continuing adventures off of this particular path. So,
oh, really?
There's no reason that this ends at the end of this adventure.
That's cool.
Journey does not end here.
I like when they do that, because the beginner box goes into Troubles in Notari, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then that goes into the... What is it? Fall of Plaguestone?
Tonight's... Really?
Or what's the AP that they released for 5e that they want everybody to do?
Tomb of Horrors.
No, it's not that one.
No.
But yeah, the beginning of your box is Trouble Under Otari, and then that goes right into, like, Trouble in Otari or something.
Mm.
And then that one takes you straight to one of the first APs they released. It was the one they released right after Age of Ashes. But I can't remember.
It was Knights of Edgewatch, was it?
Nope. Agents of Edgewatch.
agents, yeah.
But anyway, they're all that beginner box is all connected to all those, which is really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Speaking of this adventure, Edmund, you ready to roll some good initiative?
Nope.
Because you're going to need it, buddy.
Yeah, I know. And so far, I have done bad at that.
Yeah. Both times. So the door came creaking open as you tried to feed the hiding survivor inside. But unfortunately, it was not a survivor as a rotting hand reached out for you. Maybe the door comes flying open. And let's get this combat started.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I probably need to end this encounter first. There we go.
I want to say, Tim Kelly and I were at the pool, and Kelly was like, I'm so glad you guys thought there was somebody in there. I was like, man, whatever.
Closed door, we'll just burn the house down. I don't know.
I knew it was a zombie, but I just wanted to kill the zombie.
It's not one zombie, but four zombies.
Oh, what the fuck?
Four zombies, two of which appear to be children.
No! Not the kids!
Not the children. Guys, we gotta do it for the kids.
Female, a male, and two children. Zombies barricaded in this room. Roll some initiative.
Zombies. Our squishiest player in the front.
Walk with the zombonies.
Well.
Ooh.
Nice.
What did you get, Theron?
25.
Nice.
Nice. That is good. Edmund, what'd you get?
12.
That's not nice.
Nope. I think it's the curse of spellcast.
It really is.
It's middle of the road there.
What did the half yarn get?
13.
Is half yarn right, or do you want me to keep calling you half iron?
I like the half iron. Because that would be how people would refer to him in common.
Okay.
His dwarven name is half iron.
Calling you the half iron. And Corbinian, last but not least.
Corbinian got the 12.
Y'all did super good on this.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
It'll work.
Baron, you are first.
Beautiful. So, what he's going to do, he sees... So, is the door, like, wide open now?
Yeah, it's open. This thing burst open. Burst open. It's coming. Okay. It was basically just, like, leaning on the door as soon as the door... And the door wasn't, like, latched. It was just barricaded. So, as soon as you remove the barricade, it just, like, comes through the door.
Oh, right.
Okay. And Edmund's standing right there with a freaking granola bar.
They're not them when they're hungry. They need a Snickers. So he's actually all like through seeing these in, let's see, unfortunately they ungrouped up a little bit, but he's gonna take two actions, and the earth around these two here is going to shake violently as is like he has his outstretched free hand and he like clenches the ground, and they're gonna have to roll a fortune save.
Which ones is that?
It's going to be two of them. It's a 10-foot burst. So Abdul have it set here. So it's going to hit these two.
Okay.
Yeah, so two most easterly ones.
You said fortitude or reflex?
Fort. Unfortunately.
Fortitude save.
So Kelly just showed the picture of these for everybody at home. And they are completely missing their abdominals.
Yeah.
Abdominals.
Yeah, like they're mostly look like a corpse for the most part, but they're just missing all the guts.
Really gross and smelly.
Yeah.
Ew.
4-2, let's go. Alright, that will be 22.
That's a pass.
And even better. 26.
Okay, not a...
Rolled really well on both of those.
Yeah, not a crit. Wow. Not a crit success. So they will be taking only 5 damage. And that was a ability called Tremor, which does 2d8 bludgeoning damage, and if they failed... Earth and stone in the area is difficult terrain as well now for them.
Okay, so a bunch of just, like, dirt and earth just kind of erupt through the floor?
Yeah. So it's also difficult terrain for them as well. And for his final action, he is going to grab Edmund and reposition him back.
That's smart.
Like, here. Oh god, I made two of them somehow. I think.
Yes, two wizards.
I made two wizards. I grasped his spirit and I summoned him. What would be better? Probably between the big tanky people, so.
Yes, please.
Yep. So, I don't know how you delete this other guy. Because on my screen, I see two of them.
I just see one.
Yep, I just see
one. Oh, weird. I would just refresh.
Okay.
Yep.
But yep, that's all three actions.
Okay, well, you took that. You took the zombie smack away from him.
The granola bar.
Yeah.
The fleshy granola bar.
The Snickers I had.
Alright, the one in the door is going to then reach for Corbinian and go to strike him.
He snacks up.
Alright. Oh. Oh no. That'll be 28.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Ooh. Back to back with natural 19s.
That's why. I was like, God, I couldn't remember if they had good fort save or not, really.
Yeah, I rolled a 19 on that last fort save and like a 16 on the one before.
Damn.
Alright, so coming out with a zombie fist.
Zombie fist, that's
alright, minimum damage. 5 damage.
Okay.
And I want you to roll me a fortitude save.
Yep. Don't worry, that's a 23.
Alright. And, he's gonna use his last action to grab ya. he has the grab ability, so he has to roll, but he does not get a map.
Oh.
Natty 17. So you're grabbed.
Oh.
Well, what's the total?
26?
What is it against?
Your 42 DC.
Alright, not a crit.
Okay. And that's that one's turn. Then this one's gonna shamble on through. Oh, wait. I don't have a door there. Make a door.
Oh, on the left, there's like an old door.
I know my doors.
Hold the door.
Oh, yeah, it's like there's like a window instead. It's a freaking door.
It closes the door.
We're sleeping.
I'm tired. Go away. Right.
The door.
I have family game night.
This one shambles out and it's going to attack the half iron. Because that's the one it could see when it was over there.
He's got all that beef.
Good God, I'm rolling rocks! 26.
That will hit.
I rolled a 16, a 19, a 19, and then a 17.
Damn,
this is just how Kelly rolls when he GMs. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Player crap.
Alright, poor damage again, so that'll be 6 damage, and roll a fortitude save.
Right. Lucky for me, that looks good. That is a... doing math in my head... 25.
Okay. And now it is the Half Iron's turn.
Ooh, let's go. Half Iron is going to raise his shield with his first action. His second action, he's going to strike out with his spear, doing an engraving strike on the first zombie in the hallway there. Roll to hit. So I'm trying to find stats for my spear. There it is. Okay. That is going to be 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right.
What's your weapon?
Spear. It's piercing.
Okay.
Alright, that's going to be 6 points of piercing damage, and he's going to trace a lightning rune on the zombie. So, yeah, this is, I'm trying to find it here now. Why can't I find it? I have to find this rune when I need it. it's like hidden somewhere where I'll find it in a second. I know what happens is on a D4 on his next turn, if he doesn't move, he takes a D4 of lightning damage.
Okay.
But I can't find the readout for it for some reason. I'll find that later. And then for his third action, he is going to... Can he reach the other zombie that's inside the door there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to trace another... I'm going to try to... Do I try to strike him, or do I just trace it on him? We'll go for it. We'll try to hit him here, so let's see.
Get a goal whack.
Another tracing strike going out. Not as great. So it's going to be 12 to hit.
Miss.
Alright, miss. Alright. And that will be turn.
Okay.
Then that leak comes to Edmund. Alright. Edmund is going to drop the granola bar.
Free action
to drop the granola bar. And then he's going to shuffle into his bag, take out a small vial, and then shake it up. And then the vial disappears as grease is casted under each of these zombies. So it says the area is 4 contiguous 5-foot squares. So I'm going to do one at the zombie in the center, and then the 3 first squares inside the room. So sort of like a T shape or like a Tetris shape.
Okay.
And grease says it's a reflex save for 1.
Oh, do I have to do it now or when I move?
So it says all solid ground in the area is covered with grease. Each creature standing on the greasy surface must succeed at a reflex save or acrobatic check against your spell DC or fall prone.
Nice.
Creatures using an action to move onto the greasy surface during the spell's duration for 1 minute must either attempt a reflex save or acrobatic check to balance. They have to succeed at that if they try to move at all.
Okie doke.
A creature that steps or crawls doesn't have to attempt to check or save.
Okay, so they all need to roll reflex saves.
Yep.
Zombies, notorious for reflex.
Wrong thingy. Alright. Reflex 1. Let's run now. Alright, this first one in the middle of y'all falls prone.
Okay.
They pretty poor. 9.
Is there a crit failure to that or no?
It doesn't look like
I just wasn't sure.
Alright, second one.
It would be nice if it was like a trip. You get like a decent
bludgeon
damage.
20.
Success.
17 again.
God damn, that's a treacherous zombie.
And this one also falls prone. So
right.
One inside the door is prone. Prone. Prone, prone. And you are prone. Cool. Alright, those two have fallen prone. The one that has Corbinian grabbed is still up, however.
Ah, that's how you were staying up.
Yeah. He used Corbinian.
Hold that on to me.
He's like, grab Corbinian's dome.
He feels like ice skating and using a cone.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Any more from Edmund?
I think I would just... I will cast a shield.
Okay. Corbinian, you are grabbed.
I'm grabbed. Get your corpsey hands off of me! And I roll a flat check so I can cast a spell. And I'm going to spend all 3 actions to blast all of these corpses with heal and heal all of my allies, including myself. So roll me some fortitudinous saves while I grab some
D10s.
D10s. Yeah. And you know me, Kel. You know I'm only rolling 10s on these babies, so you might as well send the encounter now.
The one right in front of you got a natural 20.
Come on.
God damn it.
Come on.
Alright, that one should be... That should be a hit. 17.
Fail.
So the one that's grabbing you failed, and then 19.
Success, half damage.
Okay.
So the one on the ground takes none. I guess he fell in a way that dodged the blast.
Makes sense.
The one grabbing you is going to take a poop load of damage. So what'd you get?
16 points of vitality damage.
All right. It has to be dead.
It explodes into dust, right?
If I proc weakness, maybe.
Okay. Still up.
Dang! Darn it!
The other one took half of that.
Yep. So 8. And then all my allies, whoever took damage, y'all get a heal. 16.
Woot woot.
I think you're the only one that took damage, so I'm thinking about it.
Maybe. I took 5.
I took 6.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, the one in the doorway doesn't look great. But he's still up. Okay.
So the one that's grabbing me doesn't look great?
The one that's grabbing you does not look great.
Okay.
Alright, the one in the corner is going to stand up.
Reactive strikes, right, guys? Dang it!
Or a team of fighters.
And it's going to shamble into the corner, and its turn is done.
Did it move through any of the
grease. The grease, so
yep.
Oh, it's dancing here. All right,
I know,
move it around.
All right, just reflex first.
Yep.
16.
Fail.
Right. Falls back down.
Brown.
And then it's gonna just stand back up.
Is standing a move action?
Uh-huh. I believe it is.
So I have to roll again.
Yep.
Okay. Fail. So on the ground.
I love grease so much.
Oh my god.
especially effective on zombies.
Yes. One of my favorite moments. John and I were playing a 5e game, and he did grease, and I did spiky ground or stone. Yeah, so these ogres just kept slipping and falling onto spikes. It was horrible.
Do I need to roll a save for every space it moves through?
I think it just
or
says
just for one for the action, the move action.
So it says creatures using an action to move onto the greasy surface during the spell's duration must either attempt. It's not a capital M move though.
So maybe it's just when they, it kind of seems like standing is okay.
No, I'm okay with him falling down. Okay. I'm talking about the other one who's trying to come through.
Yeah, because the other one can't get through, it has to like walk through a bunch of spaces in order to like.
Because it nailed its reflex, so
okay.
I'm wondering, it moved into the last space that you have the grease in. It nailed the reflex. So do I need to roll the reflex to keep going, or am I good to just continue my move action?
Like I said, the only thing that it says here is creatures using an action to move onto the greasy surface during the spell's duration must attempt a reflex. So using an action to move onto the greasy surface. So it moved onto it. So I think it might be good for that action.
I think so too. If I did another move action, it sounds like I have to do it again.
I think so.
Okay, it moves around to the space next to Corbinian, who is still grabbed, and it's going to attack you.
Oh god! They're going after the little guy.
Hey, he's bite-sized.
Which zombie is this?
This is the zombie that moved from the left side of the room. That was
okay. Gotcha.
out of the burst of heal because it was behind the wall and it was not in the grease initially, but in that definitely moved to the grease. All right, this is going to be an 18 to hit you.
Yeah, grabbed.
Let's go. Another 1 on the damage, though, so 5 damage. Roll a fortitude save.
Procking the fortitude saves, that's the thing that's...
Yeah. The 1 damage is negligible.
Cracked eye. It was cracked on a 20. Ah! 18.
Okay. And it's going to use its last action to... Oh, wait, no, that's it. It has two actions.
Oh, that's right. They're permanently slowed, I think.
Yeah. I feel like...
Zombies, Kelly's, at least are.
I feel like Kelly's withholding some information here.
Of course he is.
I'm not, I'm not so loose with my info. Farron, you're up.
Okay. So, with his final action he did last time, when he did his burst of tremor, his aura died down. So, like, you would see, like, the fire and bits of earth just kind of, like, disappear. So, he did something called an overflow attack, which basically burns it. And so he has to basically take an action to re-up the aura back again. So he has to take one action, re-ups the aura, but he sees a nice little line of zombies there. So the two in front of him, this one,
yep,
and this one, he sends out through his hand some of the fire from around him, and it takes the shape of like a hammer, and it just flies through them like a flaming hammer.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to have to roll a reflex save.
Okay.
Squirms like a worm.
This is a ranged attack, right?
It's a line attack.
Line attack. Okay, that's an area. Not get any help. Yep. Okay. Reflex save, right?
Yep.
Alright, one on the ground. Ooh! Seven.
That's a crit fail.
Yes.
Nice.
And one holding Corbinian. Ugh. Six.
Crit fail. Yes. So both of them will take 14 points of fire damage.
14 fire damage. Okay.
I didn't roll the best on a 2d6. So I rolled seven. So it'll be 14 fire damage for both of them.
That one in the back is not looking great. It is hanging on by tendons.
And that is all he can do.
Okay.
Yeah, yep, and that was two actions to send out a burst of fire.
Alright, well, unfortunately that one is top of the round for that zombie. It is still alive, holding on to Corbinian.
Dang.
Let's see.
It's getting the shit kicked out of it. It just keeps holding on to the halfling.
I'm really hoping my DOT kills it.
Let go of the little one.
Okay. It is going to attempt to bite you.
Yep.
Because now it's got you grabbed. And just, oh! Ow! Corbinian is a bad luck dude, man. Another 19 on the die for...
Oh my god.
I'm so close to this nat 20, man. Alright, 26 to hit again.
Cool.
Oh, I mean, no, sorry, 28 to hit again.
Crit.
Oh no! Oh no!
28 to hit on the jaw, which is a bigger damage die.
Yeah.
Roll me a fortitude, buddy.
Alright. 19.
Okay. And you're going to get 14 damage as this thing chomps down on you.
Ah!
With its bite, and then it's going to use its grab ability to automatically extend the grab.
Yeah.
And you're going to take 1d... No, not yet.
Oh, great, I am. I do have disease. You tipped your hand, Kel.
No. Nothing to do with disease. Something else.
I knew it.
Liar.
All right, this one is going to attempt to... You know what? It's a fucking zombie. It's just going to try to bite Half Iron's ankles.
Wait, is the one that was grabbing Corbinian, did his turn end?
It did.
Okay, he is going to take... Since he didn't move, he is going to take...
I thought you missed on that one. It was the one that was in front of you that was lying on the ground.
Yeah, I hit him with an engraving strike and put the lightning rune on him. And then...
Yeah, that was this one, right?
Yeah.
Not
that one. It's not grabbing.
Oh, this is
dang. I have my zombies mixed.
It is this one's turn.
It's his turn. Okay.
Yeah. So
gotcha. My bad.
So
come on, Jed. Not all zombies look the same. All right.
Spoiler: the zombie is not going to tactically move away from your rune.
I know. I'm excited.
I gotta go. I should stay away from
the little fucker's not even gonna stand up. You're right where he wants you. So it's gonna take the attack at the -2 to try to just rip at your ankles.
All right.
Natural 19.
God, oh my gosh. Kelly. Kelly.
So 26 to hit since he's prone.
I will shield block.
somebody get that man a dice tray to roll on.
yeah, no.
That's how we
get rid of my dice tray, or I stopped using my dice tray.
Use it again.
This is a fifth attack, not a bite. 10 damage.
Okay, I will reduce that by 4 here. All
right, roll me a fortitude save.
Okay. I'm doing my shield math.
Shield math.
I don't remember that from the Magic School Bus.
Hard time, excellent. Alright, and then you said fortitude.
Yep.
Natural 20.
Hey.
Okay. Well.
And does a 20 beat your fortitude DC?
Yes.
Alright, you are grabbed.
No!
Level 3.
Yes.
wait, doesn't he take a minus to the grab because he's prone?
Yeah, he takes a minus to the attack.
This is grab and attack, actually.
Does prone give you a penalty to strikes or attacks? I thought it was strikes, but I might be wrong. If it does apply to all attacks, then it would be an 18.
It says attack rolls.
Yeah, so all attacks.
Okay.
I think grab has to attack.
Then 18 then?
18 does not.
Take that off.
All right.
I'm just on the side of the rules, guys.
And now its turn is over, and you can blast him with lightning.
All right. He is going to take 2 points of slashing damage from the spear strike. Because I have... I want to say the name.
Slashing or piercing?
I'm running... this is... Let me see. So this is... Esfandir's Rune of Whetstones, drawn on a piercing or slashing weapon. This serrated rune, which placed on the blade, ensures it will never go dull. On a successful strike, the weapon deals an additional 2 persistent bleed damage per weapon die.
Wait. Did you resolve the lightning thing first?
No, I can do that first if you prefer.
Yeah, do that since that happens on my
turn. I'm
getting ahead of myself. You're getting ahead of yourself.
He's too excited. Just so excited for the
rune. You also said slashing, you have a spear, so I'm very confused.
bleed down. It's like... Alright, so I'll read that one too. If you're gonna play the new hotness, you gotta read all the stuff. this is Ran Shu's Rune of Thunder, drawn on a creature or object. This vertical rune is often carved into tall towers to draw lightning. And a shield buildings from below, or shielded buildings below it. If the bearer does not take a move action at least once on its turn, lightning finds it at the end of its turn, doing 1d4 electricity damage. So there'll be 2 points of electricity damage.
Alright. Now you can stab or slash or whatever you're gonna do.
I'm not stabbing. It is just bleed damage from last round when I stabbed it.
Okay. You don't see any blood come out.
makes sense.
This thing does not appear to be bleeding any worse than it was.
Understandable. Have a nice day.
And it is now your turn.
Cool. First action, raise shield. Second action, invoke rune of Rashu's Thunder. Invocation for that rune? Scroll and try to find it again. I just read it. The preliminary streaks of lightning braid together in a powerful bolt. The rune bearer takes 2d6 electrical damage with basic fortitude save.
Oh, so not only does it have an effect kind of on its turn, you also can invoke it to do like a super duper thing.
Yeah, exactly. The invocation is like the main action economy of it. The runes are usually pretty light on what they do when you just put them on something, but they persist. Cool. But the invocation basically is like the big finale where you use it, but then the rune disappears afterwards. Yeah, it's kind of a... Yeah, so you'll get a basic fortitude save for 8 points of lightning damage. Electricity.
Okay, I rolled a 24.
God damn. Yeah, I guess that's going to pass. Not a critical success, but that's a success.
He's just half damage. Rolling.
So 4
just,
points of electricity.
Nails over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for reflexes.
And then for his last action, he will try another tracing strike on.
Wait, how much damage was it? Sorry?
4 points of electricity.
That was half?
Yeah, that was half. Yeah. Really.
Okay.
And then he will try to strike with the spear again. And that's probably going to miss. That's only a 13 to hit.
No,
that's
a hit. Oh, remember, cool. The thing's prone.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so that, and he will trace another rune of Rashu's Thunder on.
Okay. How much damage?
Damage for the spear strike. Not great. 4 points of piercing and 2 points of persistent bleed. Even though it doesn't matter.
Stop. Take your bleed and shove it.
Take my bleed.
All right, Edmund.
Alright, I want to roll a knowledge on
the what? Greasy boy.
Yeah, yeah. This greasy boy wants to know some things, though. Can I roll a knowledge to figure out what these things are?
Yeah, religion.
Considering these things are just sinking their teeth into Corbinian, I want to see what we might need to do.
Put them down.
You can give me religion or arcana. Arcana will be a higher DC.
That's fine, because my arcana is an 11 and my religion is a plus 6, so I think the difference of 5 there is worth the harder DC, so I'm going to go for arcana on this. 20 total.
Okay, these are plague zombies.
Okay. It's not a good name for something that's been biting my friends.
So you know that these zombies are good at turning people into zombies with their zombie rot.
Ah!
Which can take a couple days.
Okay.
And you know they have a grab ability. And I will say that these zombies often have an ability where they like to gang up on people with their grabbing to do additional damage.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
That was that D6 that Kelly was slipping about.
Right. Okay.
I'll give you weakness 10 to slashing and vitality.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Weakness 10?
Weakness 10 to 10.
Okay, yeah, weakness 10 slashing, weakness 10 vitality.
Okay. In which case, I want to do the one that's on the ground. That one looks like it's struggling to move. Like that, it's on its way out, I think.
This one, I mean, yeah, it looks like a zombie flailing around the ground.
Yeah, yeah. They've hit it a bunch.
Yeah, he's taking plenty of damage.
Great. Wait, did you put a rune on that one?
He did.
I put the rune on the one directly between. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. That's okay. It. So the one. All right. I'm not going to do that one because it looks like you guys got that. I am going to use a telekinetic projectile. Can I find anything sharp in the room?
Roll a DC 11.
19. Awesome.
You find a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
Okay. Telekinetic projectile, so this kitchen knife starts floating up and just points and just goes. And I'm going to hit the one on the other side of Theron that's trying to grab Corbinian.
Okay.
Helicopter.
So this one right here.
Yep. Yes. Cool, cool, cool. The one at the farthest west. So this is going to be.
Come on, Jake.
23 to hit.
Yes.
Like that.
Critical hit.
23 is a critical hit?
Yeah, these guys are not the most fortified of creatures.
Cool. Alright, go ahead and roll damage.
What was that? D8s or something? D6s?
Alright, so I'm going to make it slashing.
damage. I'm doing this all in Foundry. So it's going to be 3d6 slashing.
Ooh.
For 11.
Oh.
So doubled.
So doubled, so 22 plus the weakness or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck that guy up.
Good. And so I yell out with my knowledge, the plague zombies, Corbinian, tell me your symptoms.
What?
Yeah, you fling this kitchen knife across the room and it like goes straight through his neck and his head just like falls backwards, but it's still like hanging on. So that's just like, like nearly cut its head off.
That's all I can do.
All right, Corbinian.
All right, made my flat check. Oh, Kelly, it's over for you. Phrasma's about to send you all back down to the grave. Send a word for the what is she called? The Keeper of Bones? The Bones?
Lady of Graves.
Give a good word to the Lady of Graves for me, will ya? So roll fortitude saves, and then if you guys took any damage, heal it up for 11 points.
Woo!
Alright, I'm gonna go fortitude starting at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
20?
Yep, half, so 5.
Okay.
Plus the weakness.
Oh my god, that thing's so close to death.
Oh, come on!
You at least whole take body is just like public. Scorched awful. head just hanging on by its fucking windpipe.
Like the one to the south of me, right?
Yes. One next to Half Iron. Not great on that one. That's going to be 14.
Fail. 11 nice. Points of vitality.
Reduced to ash.
Nice.
Sick.
Yes. Kill you. This one, right? That one. 17.
Fail.
Dead.
Beautiful. Yes.
Dead.
Love it.
And last but not least, Mr. Slip and Slide over here, 17.
Fail.
How much was it again?
11, so...
Okay.
21 damage! That's amazing!
That one is also hanging on by a thread. But it's laying on, the ground, so it's worthless back there.
Like, this is what Adalar wanted to do with the Skeleton Plunder.
Yes, yes.
What he wanted to do.
Yeah,
right. Got the lid.
So I'm no longer grabbed, right?
You're no longer grabbed.
The hand still won you.
Take that off, yeah. There you go. But this one to the south with its 3 hit points left is going to
God dang it.
Swing out at you.
I rolled the first 10 out of the box, the first D10, and it was a 10. I'm so upset.
Oh,
but I'm an in the box guy, you know.
I know. Yeah, if I don't hit wood, I don't count it. I rolled a natural 20 on my mouse pad earlier, and I picked it up.
Oh.
hear from Kelly. Always looking for wood.
Always looking for wood. Big wood fan over here.
Yeah, just likes to roll his dice all over it.
Big fan of wood.
17 on the hit.
That's a fail, because now I can get my defensive position back.
Mm-hmm. All right, then it's going.
Not so strong without your buddy, huh?
It's gonna just do another one. All right, 21.
Yeah.
Still just a fist. 10 damage.
Ow.
Roll fortitude save.
Come on. 17 on the die for a 25.
All right. And it's this one's turn. It's going to attempt to stand up. It's going to fall its ass back down.
Woo!
And it's going to try to stand up again.
It got socked.
All right, it stood up. So this one is
good job.
Wiggling its way up with its shaky legs.
I'm ready.
Wonder if he'll ever have a turn again.
Mark.
And we get to Theron.
Oh, geez. So the one next to the left of him is pretty beaten up, right?
They're both just blow yeah, on them and they'll die.
Yeah, unfortunately, he can't. He doesn't exactly have a way to hit both of them like properly, unless
you probably don't. Then, you probably don't need to.
Yeah, true. So he's just going to go over and smash the one to the left of him with his mace. Like, he's just going to wind up and just whack, bash it.
Get him.
I mean, mine as well. It's right there. Let's see here. And useless natural 20, of course.
Dead. So. Oh. Super dead. Dead.
Just, it just turns, reduces it into powder.
But maybe the crit card says, kill another zombie if there happens to be one nearby.
The target is clumsy one and takes a 10-foot status penalty to its speed because you busted its shins. But really, you just cleaved its legs off with your mace.
The leg just went flying off in the direction.
The head finally snaps as it hits the ground and it rolls into the living room.
So I'm trying to see here. Like, if I do a line, would I be able to hit this one? Because I can see it. And that's the thing. I'm like, yeah. I can see it.
Yeah. As a reflex?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's on he bashed one, and with his final two actions, he's going to summon the flame of the hammer, and it's going to fly right at it, and it's going to have to do reflex save.
Natural one.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's see, that is...
This was the youngest zombie, the little girl.
Well,
oh, dude, don't say that. What's wrong with you?
Ah, damn. 14 points of damage.
Yeah.
That's doubled.
Immolate the little girl zombie as she's and she just falls back into a puddle of grease. She's writhing around in zombie pain.
Zombie pain. That's another band.
Zombie pain.
Zombie pain.
That is it. Vanquished. Four zombies.
Case is clean.
Alright, I go over to Corbinian, and I like take his little head and I start like looking in his eyes. I start doing like a little like medical look over.
So Corbinian, he kind of shoves you off and he's like, I'm feeling fine, I'm feeling great. And you see he just like flexes like because he like took some damage, right? And you see that where he's wounding, you see that blood just starts pumping out of his wound. And I'm actually going to roll a medicine check.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. And I get a success because of my vasodilation. I take 1 point of damage as I do this, as I use my own blood to heal my wounds. And I get to... This guy's awesome. And, I got a +1 to that, which is why I made it a success, and I get to heal the 2d8.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you just see that like his own blood is like gushing out, but then it quickly coagulates and like heals some of his wounds.
That's awesome. I like that.
It reminds me, it's like in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and it's just like he gets poisoned. And he just flexes the poison out of his wound. And they're just like, oh, impressive.
So I then explained to everybody about plague zombies and the fact that, you know, these things were turned by somebody. So one of them might have gotten bitten by a plague zombie, died while they were in here with their family.
And then just took them
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... Yeah, like in Theron, he's just kind of looking around the bodies, and he kind of looks at the girl that he immolated. They rest forever. And kind of starts eyeing the room. There's a lot of dolls in this map, by the way. There's just little dolls everywhere.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 at least.
Yeah, it's a really sad scene. This is clearly someone was infected when they were all barricaded in here, or maybe they were all infected.
Oh, the band was perfect for this.
Somebody shoved them in here and, you know, locked them away to not be dangerous to the rest of the town.
Jeez.
Something like that happened.
Can we look around to see if there's a
make this one again, a Resident Evil style journal. the dad's like, hopefully my family doesn't find out I was bitten.
Oh, no.
The voice log lying around.
Yeah. It's getting voice real voice. Hungry for human flesh now.
My abdomen has been slowly rotting away.
Last entry in very scribbled and barely legible script. So hungry.
Wife look good.
I lose grammar.
Eat wife regret.
That is a massive callback.
The entirety of PAX, we talked like that. Jed showed us one meme, and then we talked like that for the rest of PAX.
Think about wife regret. I will post in Discord the day this drops, so everyone can understand the magic of that meme.
All right, so perception, Cal, just to kind of look around for that. 21.
Okay. Yeah, you don't find much in here other than just common wares, blood. You don't find the other half of that doll, if that's what you're looking for, Theron.
Yeah. He wasn't. It was just more like he was just kind of seeing the sight. Just, mm-hmm. You know, grisly scene.
Yeah, it's just really sad. Like, these people didn't stand a chance, and they all turned into zombies together.
Not able for a fighter class at all? My God. Hmm. Weak villagers.
Yeah, peaceful people out here.
But they put levels in farming. That's it.
Yep. These people are farmers and townspeople. Not fighters. But there's not much really left in here. Just another common house.
Detect magic, just for good measure.
Yeah. You do find a hole.
Oh, and, same.
You find another collapse-in hole.
Oh.
Seems like a pretty significant pattern of...
Do we find these holes of something burrowing up? Do we find that outside of houses? Like, do we find, like, you know, a random hole, like, on the side of the street or, like, in somebody's backyard? Or are they always in a house?
I think they're always in the house, because I think the other ones we looked, and there was nothing on the outside.
Yeah, so far it's all been in houses. You haven't found them, like, near the street or anything.
That's very weird.
That's super weird.
Extremely targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The zoning for this is just fucking strange. You can build a house so long as it has a zombie under it. Like, what? I got rules of these.
They move the graves, but not... No, they move the gravestones, but not the graves.
Yeah, Corbinian's fervor has seemed to calm down. He's trying, like, it seems like he's kind of centering himself. You guys are checking out the rooms. He goes to Edmund. So what were you saying about my symptoms or something?
The plague zombies, they bite, and then they can turn other people into plague zombies. The tragedy of this family, it looks like one of them turned and they were all trapped in here with whoever it was. If you're feeling any sort of way, just let me know, because we got to make sure to take care of that.
So how long do you think I have then?
What was the onset, Kel? I don't remember if you told me.
Roll another knowledge.
Sure. I'll roll knowledge religion on this.
What's the onset? 10 minutes. Like, 10 2 minutes. Seconds. What?
What's the onset? 10.
Natty, 16 for a 26.
Yeah, it's better than what I got.
You know that this disease has... stage 1 is 1 day with no symptoms.
Okay.
Whoa.
You're fine.
That's all. I don't know about stage 2.
You know...
26!
Yeah, you know at stage 2 you start taking damage. Void damage.
Okay.
And you take void damage for several days. And eventually the zombie rot will kill you. Turn you into a zombie.
Ugh.
I'll come down.
Jeez.
And you cannot heal the void damage while you are infected.
That was my question, was could you out heal it? But it probably does something where like reduces your max HP.
Yeah.
Your basic
it makes sense.
It's rough.
So. Oh man, they got a garden out here, by the way.
Don't eat any. Don't eat any.
Well, that's a rutabaga.
So yeah, all of you can know that if you have been bit or hit by these zombies, you are exposed to this.
Yeah.
What was the final? Did we get a final stage? You said a couple days.
Couple days, and then you will.
I'm just lining up the timeline. Yeah, half Iron is like thinking in his head, like, when did the Raven get to Trunau? Was that 3 days ago? 4 days ago?
It would have been. It would have been 3 days ago. You guys took 2 days to get here.
Half Iron is like looking out the window into like the rain. You can barely see, you know, past the wall of water. He's like, we have no idea what is out there. The entire town could be infected.
Most likely they are like this. Probably would happen.
If they are, I mean, that we need to stop it from spreading. We can't just let these things wander aimlessly and find some, you know, some small family. Who knows how it's going to spread?
We need to keep clear in the blight. There's nothing else around it.
I'd rather not, but unfortunately, I'm afraid this falls on us. Lights up another cigarette and he takes a little. Percolator from his bag and starts like pouring a very special cup of coffee.
Oh, jeez.
Bringing you guys back to the map.
I will say.
Sorry, go ahead.
Once I spend some time in prayer tonight, if Phrasma wills it, she might cleanse me of this.
Phrasma wants you to be a zombie.
Most assuredly, she does not.
She definitely it's the does one not. Thing that you are assured she does not want.
Yeah.
Little did you know, he worships Urgothola.
Dual worship for Asma and Urgothola. It's a fun one.
That's.
Dancing between two daggers there.
That would actually be a really cool character to play if you had somebody who had like split personality or
hey buddy, who are we talking to? Yeah.
What's that movie, Split?
Oh god, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're a necromancer that summons a bunch of undead and then you're just a total dick to them.
Away with you.
Okay. I will say I highly considered taking that route.
Oh yeah.
For Corbinian. Yeah. I was like, man, should I just go like full necromancy, raise dead, but just like I just hate them?
These terrible gifts of mine.
I say we keep clearing out these houses. Yes. No sense in going to the manor until we get all these other places cleared out.
So where you are, yes, you can see the manor up the street to the north. There also seems to be a detached house next to the manor. Probably some sort of servants' quarters.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of start to see what looks like a pond or a spring to the east of the manor. You've got a couple more houses in this area, and you also have this building here, which is a stone structure that looks more like a shop.
Oh, okay. Maybe she was. Hopefully, she was providing some kind of like, if she had any sort of, you know, arcane knowledge, maybe she was doing some alchemy or something. Maybe.
So the only points of interest for us to check out is the stone, the lake, and the manor, and the servants' quarters. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit beyond the general store, or what looks like a general store, appears to be another large structure. That would be, and you can see this ping is like kind of beyond your vision.
Right.
If you continued down the road, you would reach that structure too.
Okay, so checking out the general store is a good idea because if anybody is taking shelter someplace, is going to be a place that has supplies.
Yes. Yep.
Right.
And Edward, Edward. A different campaign. Half Iron points to the big stone building and is like, if I was going to hold up anywhere in this town, it'd be there. Points out to the stone structure.
The earth provides.
Okay, so you guys want to head for the
stone
structure?
Yep.
So Edmund is totally tweaking out right now on this coffee that he's drinking, and he's detecting magic as we walk up.
Imagine like before you're taking magic, maybe you're like kind of like using broad hand gestures. Now I just feel like you're like fidgety.
Oh yeah, it's
like...
yeah, it's totally fidgety. You feel uneasy, like the magic's gonna blow up. Like he's just really anxious right now.
I know I was the one who got bitten by the plague zombies, but Edmund, you're looking worse for wear.
No, I'm good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good.
I'm actually very calm right now.
I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm locked in.
What was in that drink you were drinking?
Wait, you want some?
Well, I mean, probably shouldn't be sharing beverages right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess not.
Carbinia, we've been drinking in every house we've cleared since we've gotten here.
I just mean that since I've been bitten by the plague zombies, perhaps you don't want to,
just pour it in
share
in
the fun.
Don't let it touch his lips. Just like,
waterfall.
Open your mouth.
Waterfall.
Also, I love that thematically, I probably shouldn't use vasodilation on, because I can use it on party members, too. I can use it on other
cool.
people. Huh. I probably shouldn't.
At this point, yes.
I feel like Kelly would just like roll. Okay, instant plague. Instant zombie plague. Just such a creepy skill.
I love it.
All right, so you guys approach this stone building. And painted on the side of this building is a large mining pick and a shovel. And on the front door, the place proclaims to be Warland's Yard, purveyor of general goods and supplies.
Cool. Detect magic come up with anything?
One second. Put you guys on this map first.
It's just an abyss.
Oh, there we go.
Can't see shit.
From the front door, you don't detect any magic.
Okay.
Edmund's got his hands out like detecting.
Over
here.
I put you guys by the back.
I'm flying.
Put you guys by the back door, but you're actually over here.
Whoa!
Whoa!
The
race
racing. What the hell?
The GM's taking us for a ride.
All right, front door.
As
right, there it is.
As Edmund is like detecting magic, the half iron walks up next to him and kind of puts his spear on top of his hands and goes, "If anyone's going first for the rest of this adventure, it's gonna be me."
Me? Oh yeah.
Oh.
Should we try to case the place out a little bit, huh? Walk around the edges?
Thunder's rumbling, the rain's just pattering down. It's loud.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are getting soaked.
Not quite fond of your surface weather, to be honest.
And yes, yeah, you have the big old double door in the front of this stone building.
All right, knock.
So as we knock,
yeah, I really think we knock. I mean, like I said, if there is somebody in here, then knocking would show that we're being respectful. If not, then you will hear something shuffling behind.
Oh, Theron knocks. He just takes his hand and just smashes that, like boom, boom, boom. Hello.
Wait a second.
Anyone in there?
You wait a few seconds. You hear nothing. Just the sound of rain, thunder.
Could be abandoned.
Don't like that.
You look around, the town still, just still, nothing.
I suppose we go in.
Yeah.
This time he'll put his mace away, but take out his steel shield that he had on his back. And have it raised as well. Like, he's definitely not a shield wall with.
Yeah. Half Iron raises his shield and he goes, "Yes, this is something that I can get this.
And because, I mean, like, he's a boy, but he has, also he has a free hand. The aura is up. I mean, he can still cast spells with his free hand, so he's fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was just the mace is more of like a boom, close. Alright. So, he's going to try to open the door.
Yeah, I'll do the same at the same time. It looks like it's double door. On the count of three.
Oh, okay. Let's do it again.
That works.
One, two, three, go.
One, two, three, go.
Alright, this opens up. Edmund's light kind of shines through the door and illuminates a large open space with lots of shelves. And this is clearly the front of a general store. It's been thoroughly looted, but if you guys want to go inside and investigate any further, there is other stuff. There's a door to the left of the main entrance. There also appears to be a door behind the counter that is ajar. And then there's also a back door.
Stay close.
Lockstep with me.
Yep. Stand behind those two detecting magic the whole way.
What do you think's going on with that door back there? It looks like a jar.
Are you trying to joke?
What's the door not doing?
I do it at least once a campaign. I think for Age of Ashes, maybe like once a book, so.
But Theron's like, I don't do it.
The half iron will like start kind of banging his spear against his shield, just trying to make a little bit of a racket, see if he can stir anything up in the building.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You hear nothing. One difference in this building that you guys start to see as you're wandering through this main area is while it looks like clearly people have been in and out taking things, all the shelves are pretty much empty and ransacked, there doesn't appear to be any like blood anywhere. Like every other house you've been in has had gore and blood and death and clear signs of struggle and fighting, where this room does not appear to have any. It just looks like people came in and took shit.
Right. Yeah. So it looks like people came in and didn't stay here long enough to get attacked.
Right.
Okay. All right. You want to just go clockwise?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to open door four?
Clockwise
open
first.
Door first.
Go close door first.
Clockwise then.
Door's locked.
Door
is locked.
Not counterclockwise.
Oh! The first door's locked.
Yep. Not barricaded, just locked.
Okay.
Knock on it. Maybe someone's hiding inside, like locking something.
Remind me the name of the. This is probably not the store for the.
Jakra.
Jakra. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The store doesn't appear to be arcane in nature. It just feels like a general store. It doesn't mean it's not her shop, but you don't see any obvious signs of being like a purveyor of magical goods.
Okay.
All right. I don't have open. I did not prep that spell.
You guys can also search around. You can go behind the counter, search the other places. I mean, there's a keyhole. There might be a key.
Okay. All right.
Kitchen.
Go to the open door then next.
Yep. There's a kitchen in here.
This appears to be a kitchen. Again, there's no blood or anything. Things have been taken, but in general, lots of kitchen goods are still here. You see another door into a back room that looks closed.
It's locked.
It's not locked.
Okay. Detective magic still pinging anything?
You feel magic.
I do.
In the room above you.
Ah, I go. Mm. Wait.
All right,
I'm getting catching some kind of aura in there.
Pop you on to me.
Try to knock first and see if we hear anything.
Takes his free hand, wraps it.
Do do do.
Rap tap tapping at this red door.
Nothing.
Take a look inside.
Okay.
I will raise my shield. As
if you want me to open it with telekinetic hand, just so you're not like right there.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, but at the same time, he's not too worried about this.
Okay.
So he's with shield raised. He's going to open this.
All right.
Damn, that's a big bed.
All right. It opens into a bedroom and living area. There's a wardrobe.
I mean, if there's anywhere that's going to be a key, it'd probably be in here.
There's a wardrobe, there's a hearth, big old bed, couple of windows. They're boarded up.
Oh my god, that bed is huge.
I said, it's a California king bed. Big
ol'. That's a 10 foot by 10 foot bed. God
damn. Big old bed.
Oh my god, giants live here.
y'all can roll some perception if you'd like.
Yeah,
since you've been in here.
Yeah. Oh, shit. 23. Yeah,
I was detecting magic, so.
Netty 1!
Great.
20. Awesome. 22.
8.
Okay.
Hell
yeah. I guess, Corbinian, you look under the bed. You have the best angle. And you find a coffer. And Edmund immediately senses the ping of magic coming from it. It's a little chest.
Ooh.
And you open it up.
All right, let's.
Yeah, you open it up, and inside you find 2 bottles of moderate alchemist fire, 1 lesser anti-plague, and a moderate dark vision elixir.
Ooh. Oh, very cool.
Wow, okay.
Also, in the kitchen, you guys notice that there's a good amount of provisions still left over in the form of just food and rations.
Did you say moderate here?
Yep. It was 2 moderate alchemist fires, 1 lesser anti-plague, and a moderate dark vision. That's it.
I wouldn't drink it. Unless you're mixing it into a mixed drink.
In my head, it's just 2 incendiary grenades and a yellow herb.
When the half iron walks back into the kitchen while you all are in the bedroom still, you notice just to the east of the door next to the stove, you look down, you see a bowl. And you bend down, it says something on it. It says Ogryn.
Oh.
And it's empty. Hmm. But it looks like it's just a bowl that says Ogryn on it.
Ogryn.
O-G-R-A-N.
O-G-R-A-N. Huh.
Hmm.
And you don't think much of it, and you turn around. And you see something skitter past the door, or skitter out of the kitchen and into the main room.
Oh shit!
And we'll see. Have movement. And we'll see you next time.
Oh my god, no! What was the skittering?
Zombie dogs.
Oh no!
Zombie dogs.
It's gonna be a gremlin. Let's be honest.
No, that is definitely a dog food bowl for sure.
Hey there, friends and family. Jake the GM here. I know you've heard me say it before, but Misty Mountain Gaming and Paizo are having a collaboration coming up soon. Go check out MistyMountainGaming.com and check out the Paizo and Misty Mountain Gaming launch party coming up soon. Dates are ready to be announced. That's why you want to get in now. Now, here's the thing. You might know Paizo because of us for playing Pathfinder. Now, they do have some cool Pathfinder stuff coming up, but it's not just dice. They have bags and hoodies and shirts and hats and even a notebook. Who doesn't love a freaking cool notebook? But here's the thing. They also have Starfinder stuff coming up.
And with Starfinder 2nd Edition on its way, this is a great time to get in on this collaboration between Misty Mountain Gaming and Paizo and get your stuff soon. You might be the only one to have it because you went there. Make sure to go to mistymountaingaming.com. Remember to always use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for 10% off your entire order. And I'll see you in the next episode.